Manifested Live. Catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.
Drive 959.
All right, 15 minutes past four. Whoever came up with this topic, we know they're either not okay or they're just excited that they got paid. This one has nothing to do with me. Yeah. Our drive moment today. Yeah. If your shoes could talk, what would they say about you?
Hey.
So think about the shoes that you wear the most and all the places they go to.
Mm-hmm.
And the things that they've seen. What stories would your most worn shoes talk about? Our shoes, habits, quantities, preferred styles, blah, blah, purchasing. What? What's happened?
You know what my shoes are saying about me? What about me, Joe?
Yeah. You are showing
Joe, and then, you know, we know Ben. And then, man, no, next week, I'll tell you.
My shoes envy your shoes.
Yeah.
Because they are like, I'm one again. When am I getting a break?
Yeah.
Tongue out. Those are my shoes. Because I don't have too many shoes. I don't have too many clothes, to be honest. Like I say, I feel like I'm the boy in this team, honestly.
Boys, don't involve boys. Just because when you don't do shopping and you talk about boys, leave. A lot of boys go shopping. Me and Skumba, we shop.
You, Skumba,
no, and other people.
You're the only people that shop a lot.
We work. Yeah. We need to come to work. Imagine coming to work wearing the same clothes every day.
But I don't do it every day.
No, I'm not saying you're doing it.
Every other day.
Yeah, every 2 days, man.
And I don't mind. It's my clothes. Until the double up.
So, my shoes, guys, have experienced the best.
Yeah.
My sneakers, what will they tell you? Mm. We've been to Ibiza.
Yeah.
We've been to Ibiza.
Uh-huh.
We've been to Miami Winter Festival.
Hey. Yay.
We've been to London.
Way.
Dubai.
Mm.
Doha.
Mm.
We've been to Devon, July.
Mm.
We've been to what's that festival in Devon? Anywhere in your city, guys, my shoes. And they're like, this guy gives us a break. We haven't seen him for like 3 months.
Come on now.
Hey, one shoe every 3 months is a dream. I don't even.
And we're taken care of. We're not cleaned with a scrubbing brush.
No.
And, yeah.
We
are taken to a special place where sneakers are cleaned.
Don't they use a scrubbing brush there?
No, they don't. Scrubbing brush there. They're proper towel.
You would know if you take your sneakers there.
Yeah.
So
I'm
we're
not
giving you homework.
Guys, get off it. They wash your sneakers with scrubbing brush. They might just put Vaseline on them.
But what are your shoes saying about you?
So, Kaya family, let's do this. 063-688-0959 for voice notes. You can call us 086-000-959. If your shoes could talk, what would they say about you? 18 past 4.
Leave a comment. WhatsApp 063-688-0959.
If my shoes were to say something, they would even write to Kumbule Khaya to say, yo, we haven't seen this person in years. I just have a lot of pairs. Sometimes I even forget I have those shoes. I don't wear the shoes.
So my shoes would say, Tina Slade Smolile and Jalo Tina August before some guests are smelling you put in Jenna with us as a swasher. Like the Dilu swasher, see maybe 2 weeks in after lap, I beg to square one. And as in Cartel, we are humble, sis in Cartel.
I mean, it's obvious for me that. As I mean, Cartel, even the stiletto, so did you? Hey, later, no, shall we begin Dian Zabanya fan?
Hey,
no, behave like a girl, please. Don't mess us. Behave like a girl. Stop putting kicks where they shouldn't be placed.
Wait, no, man.
If my shoes could speak, my shoes would say, I ntombazane uyanginyathela satani. 8 hours a day, every single day, nyathela satani. Please. Hey.
Yo, I wonder the sisters here
hey.
On this station, on this platform.
Yo.
Yeah. So, we're asking a question. Yeah. What would your shoes say if they could talk? Ngawe. Aye, yeah. anisixakile namhlanje
hayi ngixakekile xa.
So that's what we are all about, Kaya, this afternoon, Kaya family. The drive moment, if your shoes could talk. Mr. Nyathi, what would your shoes say about you?
Uhlala nini pants.
Yeah, because yeah, you move. Because you move.
Nyathi for Nyathela.
My Nyathela.
My Nyathela.
Not exactly that.
Yeah, because you walk, eh?
I walk.
You do a lot of walking.
Constantly.
Do you ever monitor the distance that you cover? You need to get one of those fancy watches. Do you have one?
I don't know how to say that, so I'm not very digitally literate for all my many talents. This is not one of them.
Don't you have a nephew and niece who can help you?
They can help you within minutes.
Bye.
Next one. Take away, G. Totally take away. Begela. Jemshan.
Khumata has already examined it in this conversation.
Yeah, it will work.
Or she'll do it for you.
Yeah.
That time she can't even. Hey.
Say it. Sir, I am releasing the shekels upon your mouth. Say it.
I was just going to say you can't change a tire.
Sensitive topic.
You can't change a tire. Which is understandable. Obese. Wabereg. That pantyhose is still hanging there.
You're talking twat. There is no pantyhose. Okay. I examined it.
Where is your car parked?
G.
Next.
Let's go.
Next. Oh, you hit it underground. You
no,
see?
G, here, okay. on top.
So I'm going to go
during
and take
that,
a picture.
No, I'm going with you because I'm
no,
thinking,
don't come with
no,
me.
No, you're putting it there. I'm not doing that with you. During, you don't know
where?
Cleanse things. During a song, we're going to run down and I want you to show me
no,
the
video. No, we're not going anywhere during the song, Joe. We have lots of work to do.
Yes. You have a nice job, ne? You can just walk out of the studio.
Guys, we're just going to the parking lot.
No.
You can't run.
Aye.
Can't do no you so hard with that anything. Eh? Huh? Huh? Let's go. Sprint to the parking lot and back.
Oh, Speedy Gonzalez.
When I only put me when like you go to the funeral only.
Those black flip flops, which I bought them from Pep Store, I love them. Those shoes have been on flights, long drives, overseas, all the 9 provinces of the country, all the SADC regions. I just love them. And they've got some glitter. But most importantly, I take them everywhere because I shower with them. I don't go into a shower at a hotel barefooted. I'm afraid to get food bacteria. So, yeah, my shoes will tell a story.
Well, me, now I get my shoes go. Those are my shoes, guys.
So, Skumba, myself, I actually intrigued by this woman who says she, when she has a shower, she doesn't take off her shoes.
So they use flip flops, like in the gym.
Yeah, like in the gym. Yeah. Because I don't make a mistake. Eh? When you go to the gym, make sure you put on your flip flops.
Guys, has anybody ever caught anything underneath their feet?
I have in the gym. Yeah, athletes' food.
Really?
It's horrible. And only on the one food. Only on the one food. It's horrible and it takes forever. You need proper treatment. Yeah, it takes forever.
I don't know if I never make that mistake. How does it look like?
It's itchy. It's like your skin is coming off.
Uh-huh.
Do you know what I mean?
I think I've had that thing, man.
Like underneath your
foot. Underneath your foot. Yes, it's horrible.
Especially when it's tender
in between your toes.
Yeah, in between your toes.
You know,
yeah.
Guys, I'm going to be honest. I always thought people are being extra dramatic.
No, it's so true.
Because obviously the shower is always experiencing water. Before you get into the shower, you let the tap run before.
Yeah.
So I always thought people are being extra cautious for absolutely being hypochondriacs.
Yeah.
But if you're saying that actually happens.
Yeah. Especially when you jump into a shower, when you jump into the sauna, make sure, don't make that mistake.
The way I go in barefoot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I shall never again.
When did you?
Stop. You stop that, Glenn. Glenn.
Leave a comment. WhatsApp 063-688-0959.
My shoes are begging for some energy. They're begging for some energy drink bathroom. Because every day, every day, even weekends sometimes, so yeah, they'd be telling you of how much I deprive them of some energy drink because the heart hates.
Hey, I think because you want to also in your abuse. So shall 3-5 get limit? Okay, there's a spine. Managing for my team. So, but I'm an all stars one, I'm a croco one. Oh, from I was funny. And now I'm a croco one if I'm a kuluma. Yo, I think I shouldn't have a voice. They say, I'm an all star, whatever, like, awe ma, go spin the logo, awe ma.
As I'm zitulungi lebaba, my win tando yako. 5 pair of shoes. I think because they are busy, that's why I'm waiting. What is it? Yabon, best again, zoots. So yeah, Aishem Zakal, zitu gulungi le baba, ma wintando yako.
If my shoes could talk, they would say, Ayashi Samategi, it's not my size. Guys, I'm a size 7, right? And whenever I buy sneakers, I always make sure that I buy size 6 because I'm so not happy with my size 7. It looks bad because I'm short. And now, yo, yeah. But they would say, Ayashi Samategi, it's not my size.
Yo, yo, mina, my shoes would be like, yay. I shem a petrol, yes, in gay, lashem. It's petrol, it's new like I'm nand. I see, says it's on your tell my parents, day in, day out.
Yo, if my shoes could say anything, SS. Today, as we speak, I'm wearing sneakers that I haven't worn, I think, for 17, if not 18 months. I haven't worn those sneakers. I got to get the apparel today. I'm talking about sneakers now. When it comes to formal shoes, I have shoes that I haven't worn, I think, for 4 years. So,
Drive 959 with Glenn.
Komoto and Skumba.
Monday to Friday, 3 to 6 p.m. If you missed it live, catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.